Welcome to Zichu Dav Siman. I'm Rabbi Ram Goldar, and today Masechet Sanhedrin, Dav Zayin, the first parak, Dinei Mamonos B'Shlosha. The Zichu Masechet Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, on the previous Dav, Rabbi Shimon Menasseh said, a dying cannot offer compromise after he knows where the judgment is leaning. Based on the pasuk, Poter Mayim Reshis Madon, releasing water is the beginning of strife. The Tanaim who disagree with him can darshan this pasuk like Rav Hamnuna, Ein Chilas Dino Shal Adam Nidon El Al Divrei Torah. The beginning of a person's judgment in the world to come is only about not having learned words of Torah. Based on this pasuk describing water, meaning Torah, as the beginning of judgment. Rav Huna said the pasuk teaches us about disputes. Hai tigra damigla tsinura debitka damaya. Discord is comparable to a channel made by a gush of water from an overflowing river. Came to Ravach, Ravach. Once it widens, it progressively widens more and can no longer be blocked. If a dispute is not resolved right away, it will get progressively worse. Abai Kashisha taught that a dispute is damigla guru de gamla, similar to a new plank in a bridge. Came to come, come. Once it becomes set, by walking on it, it's set. Point number two, Rabbi Yonasan said, Kol dain shadan din emes la'amito. Any judge who renders a true judgment to its absolute truth, Mashra Shechina b'Yisrael, causes the Shechina to rest among Yisrael. As the Pasuk says, Elkim nitza ba'adas el b'kerev elhim yishbot. Hashem stands in the divine assembly, in the midst of judges shall he judge. Any judge who does not judge din emes la'amito, Gormo Shechina shitistalik m'Yisrael, causes the Shechina to depart from Yisrael based on a Pasuk. Rabbi Yonasan said, Kol dain shenotu mazev noisan lezeh shelo kedin, any dain who takes from one party and gives to another party wrongfully, HaKadosh Baruch Hu notu memenu nafsho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away the judge's life, as the Pasuk says, not to rob the poor or oppress the afflicted in the gate of court, Keshem yariv rivam v'kaves koveim nafesh, because Hashem will fight their battle and rob the life of those who rob them. Rabbi Yonasan said, Olam yira dain atzmo kilo cherevu nachas lo ben yerchosav. A judge should always view himself as if a sword is resting between his thighs. The Gehenna basuchu l'mataktav, and Gehenna is open under him. Because the pasuk describes giborim, mighty scholars, as achuzei cherev, with his sword on his thigh. Olam de melchama, learned in battle of Torah, mepachar b'leglos, for fear of knights, referring to Gehenna, which is similar to night. And point number three, Rabbi Yoshe darshan the pasuk, Beis David ko amar Hashem, house of David, so said Hashem. Dina l'boker mishpat v'hatzil gazel megyod oshek. Execute judgment in the morning and save he that was robbed from the oppressor's hand. Now, does one judge only in the morning and not the entire day? Rather, the pasuk means imbaruch davar k'boker amrehu. If the matter is as clear to you as the morning, say the verdict. V'imlav al tamrehu, but if not, do not say it. Rabbi Yonasan derived this from a different pasuk. Amar l'chochma achosiat, say to wisdom, you are my sister. This means, imborucha hadavrika achoscha, shehi asurucha. If the matter is as clear to you as the knowledge that your sister is forbidden to you, omreyu, then say the verdict. Vimlav, al tamreyu, but if not, do not say it. So once again, the three points are, number one, on the previous daf, Rabbi Shimon Menasseh said, a dying cannot offer compromise after he knows where the judgment is leaning based on the pasuk, poter mayim reshis madon, releasing water is the beginning of strife. The Tanaim who disagree with him can darshan this pasuk like Rav Hamnuna, Ein chilas dino shal adam nidon el al divrei Torah. The beginning of a person's judgment in the world to come is only about not having learned words of Torah, based on this pasuk describing water, meaning Torah, as the beginning of judgment. Rav Huna said the pasuk teaches us about disputes. Hai tigra damigla tsinura debitka damaya. Discord is comparable to a channel made by a gush of water from an overflowing river. Came to Ravach, Ravach. Once it widens, it progressively widens more and can no longer be blocked. If a dispute is not resolved right away, it will get progressively worse. Abai Kashisha taught that a dispute is damigla guru de gamla, similar to a new plank in a bridge. Came to come, come. Once it becomes set, by walking on it, it's set. Point number two, Rabbi Yonasan said, Kol dain shadan din emes la'amito. Any judge who renders a true judgment to its absolute truth, Mashra Shechina b'Yisrael, causes the Shechina to rest among Yisrael. As the pasuk says, Elkim nitza ba'adas el b'kerev elhim yishbot. Hashem stands in the divine assembly, in the midst of judges shall he judge. Any judge who does not judge din emes la'amito, Gormo Shechina shitistalik m'Yisrael, causes the Shechina to depart from Yisrael based on a pasuk. Rabbi Yonasan said, Kol dain shenotu mazev noisan lezeh shelo kedin, any dain who takes from one party and gives to another party wrongfully, HaKadosh Baruch Hu notu memenu nafsho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away the judge's life. As the pasuk says, not to rob the poor or oppress the afflicted in the gate of court. Kishem yariv rivam akaves kovem nafesh. Because Hashem will fight their battle and rob the life of those who rob them. Rabbi Yonasan said, Olam yirat dain atzmo ki l'cherevu nachas lo ben yerchosav. A judge should always view himself as if a sword is resting between his thighs. The Gehenim basucha lo metachtav, and Gehenim is open under him. Because the pasuk describes giborim, mighty scholars, as achuzei cherev, with a sword on his thigh. Olam de melchama, learned in battle of Torah, mepachu b'leglos, for fear of nights, referring to Gehenim, which is similar to night. And point number three, Rabbi Yoshe darshan the pasuk, Beis David kol amar Hashem, house of David, so said Hashem. Execute judgment in the morning and save he that was robbed from the oppressor's hand. Now, does one judge only in the morning and not the entire day? Rather, the pasuk means, if the matter is as clear to you as the morning, say the verdict. But if not, do not say it. Rabbi Yonasan derived this from a different pasuk. Amro chokhma achosiat, say to wisdom, you are my sister. This means, if the matter is as clear to you as the knowledge that your sister is forbidden to you, then say the verdict. But if not, do not say it. All right, so now we got our Siman Daf Zayin, and a standard Siman relates to clay Zayin weapons, and we use a gun for the Siman, a gun. So here goes. The armed guards guard in the courtroom where the judges started by asking people about their Limud HaTorah. We're proud to see the Shechina resting on the courtroom because the judges judged Emes Lamito and heard them issue psakim that were as clear to them as the morning sun. Once again, slow motion. The armed guards, that must be on Daf Zayin, clay Zayin, weapons, guns. The armed guards guard in the courtroom where the judges start by asking people about their Limud HaTorah, which reminds us, on the previous Daf, Rabbi Shimon Manasseh said, a Dayan cannot offer compromise after he knows where the judgment is leaning based on the pasuk Poter Mayim Reshis Madom. Releasing water is the beginning of strife. The Tanaim who disagree with him can darshan this pasuk at Rav Hamnuna. The beginning of a person's judgment in the world to come is only about not having learned words of Torah based on this pasuk describing water, Torah, as the beginning of judgment. So the armed guards guard in the courtroom where the judges start by asking people about their Limud HaTorah. We're proud to see the Shechina resting on the courtroom because the judges judge Emes Lamito, which reminds us, Rabbi Yonasan said, Kol Dayan Shedan Din Emes Lamito, any Dayan who renders a true judgment to its absolute truth, Mashra Shechina B'Yisrael, causes the Shechina to rest among Yisrael. As the Pasuk says, Elkim Nitzah Ba'adis Kel B'Kerev Elohim Yishpot, Hashem stands in the divine assembly, in the midst of judges shall he judge. Any judge who does not judge Din Emes Lamito, Gormo Shechina Shetistalk Yisrael, causes the Shechina to depart from Yisrael based on a pasuk. So the armed guards guard in the courtroom where the judges start by asking people about their Limud HaTorah. We're proud to see the Shechina resting on the courtroom because the judges judge Emes Lamito and heard them issue psakim that were as clear to them as the morning sun, which reminds us, Rabbi Yoshe darshan the pasuk, Beis David kol amar Hashem, house of David, so said Hashem. Execute judgment in the morning and save he that was robbed from the oppressor's hand. Does one judge only in the morning and not the entire day? Rather, the pasuk means, if the matter is as clear to you as the morning, say the verdict. But if not, do not say it. Rabbi Yonasan derived this from a different pasuk. So once again, the armed guards guard in the courtroom where the judges start by asking people about their Limud HaTorah. We're proud to see the Shechina resting on the courtroom because the judges judge Emes Lamito and heard them issue psakim that were as clear to them as the morning sun. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf Gimel. So the similar Daf Gimel is a gamal, a camel. So here goes. The camel, that must run Daf Gimel, gamal. The camel belonging to the three corner dwellers who were busy judging a case, which reminds us, Rav Acha Breid Rav Ika explains differently why loan disputes require three judges, but not mumchin. He holds that midaraisa, even a single judge suffices, as the pasuk says, but tzedek tishpot amisecha, with justice you shall judge your fellow, written in the singular. Three judges are required midrabban mishum yoshvei kranos, because of corner dwellers who do not know monetary laws. By requiring three judges, it's inevitable that one of them will be sufficiently knowledgeable in dinim. So the camel belonging to the three corner dwellers who were busy judging a case had the word Elohim from the Parsha of Shomer Chinam stitched on its blanket three times, which reminds us, Rabbi Yoshia says, the source for acquiring three judges is from the Parsha of Shomer Chinam, where the word Elohim is written three times. Rabbi Yonason says we do not darshan the first mention of the word, and therefore only two judges are acquired. So the camel belonging to the three corner dwellers who were busy judging a case had the word Elohim from the Parsha of Shomer Chinam stitched on his blanket three times and was eating some dried grasses next to where an even basin of four judges sat, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokas if a basin requires an odd number of judges. The Gemara concludes that Rabbi Yoshi allows for an even court, even where Rabbi Yehuda does not. He agrees, however, that lean toast requires an uneven court for dinin nefashos, capital cases. Daf dalet, so the simran daf dalet is a delet, a door. So here goes. The door, that must be on daf dalet, delet, door. The door to the classroom where the rabbi was teaching his Talmidim the list of 5 to 9 that hold Yeshem LeMikra, which reminds us, the one brings a list of 5 to 9 who hold Yeshem LeMikra. So the door to the classroom where the Rebbe was teaching his Talmidim the list of 5 to 9 that hold Yeshem LaMikra was thrown open by a rude Talmud holding a bottle of milk yelling, everyone holds Yeshem LaMikra, which reminds us, Losev HaShel Gediba Chalevimo refers to milk, proving that Yeshem LaMikra is unanimous. So the door to the classroom where the Rebbe was teaching his Talmidim the list of 5 to 9 that hold Yeshem LaMikra was thrown open by a rude Talmud holding a bottle of milk yelling, everyone holds Yeshem LaMikra, who stopped short when he saw another boy's tefillin, reminding him that there are those that do hold Yeshem LaMasoris, which reminds us, the Gemara brings proof that there are opinions that hold Yeshem LaMasoris from Totafos and Yireh Kozuchurcha. Daf Hey, so the simmer Daf Hey is Hey or a haystack. So here goes. The Dayan Mumcha sitting on a haystack, that must be more on Daf Hey. The Dayan Mumcha sitting on a haystack judging a loan dispute, alone, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa that monetary cases are judged by three judges, but if he was a publicly renowned expert, dan afilo yechidi, he may judge them even alone. This refers to loan disputes, and this time the holds, they're not included in the Torah's requirement for three judges. So the dying mumcha sitting on a haystack judging a loan dispute, alone, watch his friend the judge with a rod who got Rishus and Bavel and was allowed to paskin in Eretz Yisrael, which reminds us, after establishing that one who receives Rishus from the Reish Galusa is exempt from paying for mistaken rulings, the Gemara says it is clear that Rishus given in Bavel is effective for Bavel and Rishus given in Eretz Yisrael by the Nasi is effective for Eretz Yisrael. Furthermore, Rishus and Bavel is definitely effective to exempt its recipient for rulings in Eretz Yisrael as well. The Hachashavit V'hasim Echokek, because the leader here in Bavel is called a rod, while the leader there in Eretz Yisrael is called a mere legislator. Based on the pasuk Yasur Shevet from Yehuda, the rod shall not depart from Yehuda refers to the Reish Galusas in Bavel, Sherodin es Yisrael b'Shevet, who rule over Yisrael with a rod, Mechokek mibein raglav, nor a scholar from among his descendants. So, the dying mumcha sitting on a haystack judging a loan dispute alone, watch his friend the judge with a rod who got Rishus and Bavel and was allowed to paskin in Eretz Yisrael, hang up his Yora Smicha certificate while teaching the difference between Mei Beitzim and Mei Betzayim, which reminds us, the Gemara teaches that Rishus is required to paskin Isser Vehetzer because of the misinterpreted psak of Mei Beitzim versus Mei Betzayim, egg liquid versus marsh water, regarding being able to be makshir foods. Davav, so the simmer Davav is a sword. So here goes. The two litigants were putting down their swords. Swords? That must be on Davav. The two litigants were putting down their swords on the floor in front of the three judges who were going to make a pshara, which reminds us, the Gemara brings machlokes about the number of dayanim required for pshara and the question whether you compare pshara to din. So the two litigants were putting down their swords on the floor in front of the three judges who were going to make a pshara, when one of the dayanim pronounced mitzvah libsoa, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if pshara is optional, forbidden, or a mitzvah. Rav Yishuv ben Karcha says mitzvah libsoa. It's a mitzvah to make a compromise, which the Gemara eventually interprets as offering the litigants the option to compromise. The halacha follows this opinion. Rabbi Shimon Menasya says that if two people come for judgment, it is permitted to suggest a pshara before the judge hears their statements or before he knows in which direction the judgment leans, but not afterwards. So the two litigants were putting down their swords on the floor in front of the three judges who were going to make a pshara, when one of the dayanim pronounced mitzvah libsoa and pointed to the pasuk on the wall, v'idavid osa mishpat utzdaka, which reminds us, Rabbi Shuv ben Karcha, who says pshara is a mitzvah, finds a source in a pasuk teaching to judge mishpat shalom, justice of peace. Since these are usually contradictory, he interprets it to refer to compromise. Similarly, a pasuk says, v'idavid osa mishpat utzdaka, and David HaMelech rendered judgment and righteousness. Tzedakah implies charity, which contradicts strict justice. Rather, Ezu Mishpat Sheish Bo Tzedakah, what is the type of judgment which has righteousness in it? This is Bitsua, compromise. The Tanya who prohibits Pshara must interpret the Pasuk differently. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we have mechokas if a Beis Din requires an odd number of judges? That's on daf Gimel. Good. Number two, which daf do we have that Osef Gidi B'Chalev Emo refers to milk, proving that Yesh Eim LeMikra is unanimous? That's on daf Dalet. Good. Number three, which daf do we learn Ein Tchilas Dinu Shel Adam Ninun El Al Divrei Torah? That's on daf Zion. Good. Number four, which daf do we learn how David Melch performed Mishpat and Tzedakah simultaneously? That's on daf Vav. Good. Number five, which daf do we learn Kol Dain Shadan Din Emes L'Amito causes the Shekhinah to rest on Yisrael? That's on daf Zion. Good. Number six, which daf do we have the Mishnah that lists the cases that are judged by a basin of 3, 23, and 71? That's on daf Base. Good. Number seven, which daf do we discuss if pshara is optional, forbidden, or a mitzvah? That's on daf Vav. Good. Number eight, which daf do we discuss the relative effectiveness of receiving reshus in Eretz Yisrael versus Bavel? That's on daf Hey. Good. Number nine, which daf do we learn that if the matter is as clear to the judges as the morning, they should say the verdict? That's on daf Zion. Good. And number 10, which daf does Gemara bring proof that there are opinions that Yesh Emu Masoros from Totafos and Yereh Ko Zechurcha? That's on daf Dalet. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichron Wishing you a great day and great learning.